Welcome to the Beauty Pro Wellness Podcast, the podcast that mixes wellness with personal development tips and info specifically for beauty industry professionals. I'm your host, Abby O'Sullivan, a longtime esthetician and lash artist turned wellness coach. With burnout and health issues on the rise amongst my beauty pro friends, I know we need a space to come together, to learn, support each other, and get the push you need to take care of your health. Together, we'll dive into topics like mobility training for a less achy body, managing stress in the chaos of running a business and handling clients, setting up your self-care routines, and so much more. You deserve to feel as good as your clients do when they leave you. Let's make time for you, starting with this podcast.
Hey, hey, welcome back to the Beauty Pro Wellness Podcast. I've got a great guest for you today. Carly's energy is just so contagious. She is so genuine in her approach in wanting to help beauty professionals grow a business they love. And I mentioned this in the episode, but I just want to relay it here as well that, you know, I don't post a lot of video from the podcast, but this is somebody who you can genuinely see and like feel her positive energy and her desire to really help you. It comes across in the screen. It comes across through video. So I just want you to take that as you go into this conversation. I know that we probably could have just kept talking and bouncing ideas and brainstorming all these different ways to help you grow your business for much longer than we did. So we just had such a fun conversation. It kind of, you know, like we were able to go this way and that way and come back to provide something that I hope gives you a lot of inspiration and a lot of really actionable tips. I know for sure it provides that you can take away today. So let me introduce my guest. Carly Moore has been behind the chair for 20 years. She's worked for salon owners, the good and the not so good. She has rented a suite, she's done mobile, and now she works from home. And Carly's passion really lies in teaching beauty industry professionals how to create sustainability in their business. She truly believes that our industry can create the most beautiful work-life balance, freedom, choice, and abundance. But we sometimes just need to look outside the box and accept the idea that things don't have to look the way we've been told that they have to. And that really is such a beautiful segue into our conversation. It's a big theme of our conversation. So please join me in welcoming Carly Ann Moore to the podcast.
Welcome, Carly, to the podcast. I'm very excited to have you here today.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
Yes. Okay. So the basis of this conversation comes from a lot of things that I've been seeing in like Facebook groups and in real life in the beauty industry. And I'm an esthetician and a lash artist. And so those are the groups that I'm in. So I really can't speak to like nail techs or nail artists. I don't know why there's like a differentiation there, but like lash tech, whatever. Hairstylists, I'm going to say, I bet it's pretty similar across the board because like we're going to similar schools, types of schools, and then we're trying to do a similar thing whenever we leave, which is build a business. But what I'm seeing is like, well, school only prepares us for so much, and people's expectations of like what they should be getting out of it, of themselves, of what it's like to build a clientele, build a business. I see a lot of entitlement. And I also see, I see people feeling discouraged. And I also see people who are like, I want to make this work. I want to make this work. Like I really need the information. Okay, I got through school. Like what's the next thing? And that's really who I want to speak to. Because I just feel like I want to promote a more positive conversation because I could rant for days on the bullshit that I have seen like personally where I am like, I can't even believe like you think you are so fucking special that is just like how this is supposed to work. Like people are supposed to flock to you and like you get to do whatever you want and go behind your employer's backs or whatever, like just be shady. But that's not really, I'm like, but like, I don't know if that's conducive.
Because you know what? I think that you're right. It's the people who want to grow and want to build these businesses and are ready to take responsibility and like intentionally build a business are maybe not the people who are like sitting in their chair being like, my boss said they'd give me clients. My friend said she'd send people to me. Why the F isn't that happening? Like, poor me, poor me. So I'm with you. Let's speak to people who are like, yeah, you know what? I'm ready to do the things I have to do because this is what I want. Mm-hmm. And nothing's just going to be handed to me.
Yeah.
That's sustainable anyways, right? Like nothing sustainable will be handed to you. I sat once, I'm sorry. You're like,
go for it.
First sentence and I've cut you off.
No. Go for it. You did not at all. Listen, I'm very much, I'm a free flower thought person. I'm like, blah, 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 so just you go for it.
I quit a job once because I sat in the chair and nobody built my business for me. I was like 20. Nobody was building my business for me. And I read like all of the Twilight series of novels and all the, and I'd sit in my salon chair, like in the middle of the salon, just like reading books. Like
why aren't people just flocking to me?
Right? Like, I've done nothing, but
yeah, you're like, cause you're literally not doing anything. Does anyone know who you are? Guess what? Like no one does. And they're not going to care until you make them figure out why they should. Like, okay. So, so actually maybe we should back up and introduce you. Like what's your background and how did you end up where you are now coaching other beauty professionals?
Okay. Hello everybody. My name is
Karen. Right. Like, oh my God, we just like skip that.
That's great. No, I like it. I feel like my name will be on here somewhere. Who cares?
Yeah.
But I don't even know where to start. So I've been behind the chair for like 20 plus years. I worked in different commission salons. And then I had kids and I decided to booth rent with a girlfriend. And then I had more kids, I ended up having twins and was like, I don't want to pay for booth rent anymore. Like, and I don't want to send my kids to day. I can't make enough money.
Right.
Putting three kids to daycare and paying a booth rental or just making a commission. Right. So I built a salon in my home, which is where I am now.
Oh, I love that.
And it was like instantly life-changing. And the last 10 years that I've been here, it's just, you get to create so much freedom and choice. Like our industry, there's so much opportunity to literally just craft the lifestyle that you want. Mm-hmm. And that's why I coach. And that's why I have online courses now for beauty industry pros, because I think that maybe it was like this. Well, I guess it was like this when we were growing up, maybe generations before, I don't know. But I feel like now you said it exactly. People get out of school and they have all these high expectations that it's just going to be on this platter for them. And it's not the case. And then you get stuck in this hamster wheel of going to work and struggling and trying to grow your business. And it's so negative. And then you're blaming and excuses and all the things. And then every single day is just exactly the same. So I want to show people that there's so much out there, mm-hmm. but it has to be in here, right? Mm-hmm. They have to know what they want and then be willing to actually put the steps in. And it doesn't have to be hard. Like I don't honestly remember. Once I understood how to build relationships with people, I don't remember struggling to build my business ever. It just kind of flowed. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that? Like when you get to a certain point, you're like, oh shit, there it is.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that is it's a skill. And so there's a couple of things I could say to that, because I was thinking about like, well, what is missing? What is missing? I mean, the schools are simply to prepare you to pass your state boards. That's literally all they're there for. And there are some schools that are really amazing and give you so much more, which I think do creates a little bit of like they think possibly they are better than they are, which is like mean, but it's just like, just because you had exposure to all these services that like you still, we start at the same place, you know?
Yep.
So it's kind of like where you take it from there and your attitude about it. Right. And just like staying open to being a learner and kind of humble, like be confident, but also know that like it's constant learning. And I also know that there's a lot of people who are like, they're introverts. Like I remember I loved what I did. Like I loved school. I was so in it, but still shy. and going out and like greeting a new client, you know, can still be like, oh,
just like wedding.
Yeah. And I worked in a resort spa for my very first job, and like walking into a waiting room with like eight ladies in robes, and you're like, Cindy, you know, or like hoping you say whatever their name is correctly. And then, you know, and then it's fine as you're like walking down the hall or whatever. But that relationship building, yes. But it's, I mean, we kind of learn that in school a little bit, but it's certainly not like, I don't know. Do they really teach that?
I don't know if they do. I was never taught it.
Yeah, it's like they just kind of expect you to know how, I mean, I guess treat people as you would want to be treated, but expand on that for
us. Yes. How can I intentionally take steps every single day to build relationships with people? Correct? Because like that's all it is. People want to feel like they matter, like they're important, like they're heard. People want to be liked. And then people do business with the people that they like and that they trust. So how can you go about in like real life? I real life things now because it's like social media is the real thing. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. But she was using air quotes, everyone.
I'm air quoting real life. In real life, like in your community, as well as online, like how can you intentionally make others want to be in your space? And then I think that you're right. I think that it is just skill. Although I'll add to that, I think some people naturally like have that. They're really friendly and outgoing and they feel comfortable talking to new people. And some people don't. But we've all put it on before. Like, you know, when you go for dinner at a new boyfriend's house and their parents are there and you put on that friendly, like that face, like we can all do, we all know how to do that. Mm-hmm. Ever since we've done it, you want something from your parents and you put on that sweet, friendly face, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe some people need a little bit more, I'm going to say training, it's a strange word, but like education and skill set around that. But yeah, it's all just figuring out ways to make people want to be in your space. Because when we have clients, we get paid. And when we don't have clients, we don't get paid as business.
And so also on that note, that can also mean not just clients. Like when I was first building a business, the relationship building that I did that was super important was with other professionals for that cross promotion and in-person networking group. So like, I mean, this is kind of part of like one of my questions was like, how does a newer esthetician, like where do they start? Like, what do they do when they're like, how do I get more clients? Like I have three people coming to me. How do I get more clients? And while they're continuing to build relationships with the current clients they have, this is another avenue, right?
Yeah. Like all day long, you should be building relationships with people, whether they're going to be your client or not. You're exactly right. The contacts made throughout the, not even in the industry, just contacts in general and networking and making friendships with people, you never, ever know what opportunities may arise in the future. And I think that kind of on the flip side of that, so one of the things I do is I will go through people's social media, because say you are out there and you meet somebody and they're like, oh, I really like this person. They were friendly, this and that. What do? They hop onto your social media and creep you, right? As we all do. If you've got like just negative and hate and all the things up there too, it's not going to make people want to come and see you. So it's so funny, like in real life, I'm air quoting again, in real life, how we speak to people, the things that we say, our attitude, you said it exactly, attitude, can really determine future opportunities for us. But I feel like it's easier to just spew negativity online, but that will affect our future as well. So like, it's funny, because you're right, it's not just getting out of school and being like, I know these skills. It's literally like evaluating yourself and your life and the things that you put out there into the world, and asking yourself if the things you're putting out there are going to make people want to spend time with you, whether that be on your massage table, in your hair chair, at your nail table, or just like friendships and relationships in your everyday life.
Yeah. It's like, what kind of energy are you bringing? Like also what made me think of was keep the shit talking about your clients to your esthetician friends or the break room or your fucking self, because I actually just don't think that type of content is cute. at all. I'm like, these are the people that pay you. And I don't know, maybe the different demographics, like maybe there are people with clientele who like they love that attitude or whatever, that spiciness. But I'm just like, I listen, spend it different because I don't know who you're making that content for. Like other people to, to
Make fun of.
validate you. Yeah. It's like you just want the validation from the, you're like want to gossip on the internet with people. I don't know. I don't like it.
I know. I'm not in for that either. That's why I left the salon too. Like just like the gossip, right? It like becomes an addiction for people.
Yeah.
How do you stand beside a person every day and then go in a back room and talk shit about them to somebody else?
Yeah. It's yeah, and I've only worked in like a salon as an esthetician now twice. I'm in a salon right now, booth running. But they have all been in the industry a long time. Everyone is kind of just like, well, and I think there was a little bit of like a not a clean out, but a few people left. And so it sounds like before I came on, and it sounds like they were the type of drama people. So like I'm there 2 days a week. All I want to do is come in, do my thing, and leave. And you kind of get a sense of everyone's personality, but it just doesn't seem like they all have time to do that. Honestly, they all stay pretty busy. But yeah, and and like on that topic, like yes, we know that there are going to be clients that are annoying or coworkers that are annoying, and we know sometimes it's kind of fun to like spill the tea or whatever. But I will say because I caught myself in a situation recently or just like a work situation, it's not that big of a deal. And like I enjoyed working with these people. I really did, truly. It was so good for me whenever I needed to get back into being hands-on with clients and all of that, because I had closed my business for like, I don't know, it was like 6 or 8 months or whatever it was. But because it's a spa and they have these different goals, and I have worked on my own for so long, there are things that they tend to pay attention to in the local business scene amongst like other spa people. I'm being a little bit nice, like I'm trying to be like a little bit vague, but basically just like, not that they were concerned, but the talking of like other businesses and the drama things that were happening because those people see competition in them, like the people I worked with, and just like all of that. So it's not like they're like, we don't feel threatened, but there's discussions around it. And then the people who left and quit and like there was drama around that. And I'm like, I love you and I care, but I actually can't, I just can't be in these conversations all the time because it makes me then like, well, what's the tea? What's the gossip? And then I'm like, but wait a minute, I actually don't fucking care. Like,
Right, like
I don't care what everyone's doing in this town. Like, run your businesses, be happy. There's enough for everyone.
yeah, be kind to everybody, support each other.
Is
There,
pretty much it, right? Don't be a
that's
dick.
it.
Like, it's
Don't be a
literally.
dick. I wish I could bring my camera upstairs. I have a sticker on my fridge that says, just don't be a dick.
Yeah, it's literally it. When I worked
That
for a lash brand,
is.
that's all we would say to each other. Like the motto was like, yeah, just don't be a dick. Like literally.
Yeah, I look back at when I first started in this industry and I was young. How old were you when you started in this industry?
Well, I was a little bit older, and I think that's why I felt so different about school than a lot of people do. But I was like 26. Wasn't old, but like I was older. I wasn't 18, or anything.
Ancient. No, I'm
Yeah.
just
I was
kidding.
like, this is my second life like opportunity chasing thing, because I'd already gone to college and left that. So
Okay. What did you go to college for? As we're like, I'm just taking us
no,
off
it's
on this.
okay. Psychology. I always think it's funny. I tell people this a lot. I went to school for psychology with an emphasis on legal issues, and my goal was to be like a psychologist for criminals. So you either
Wow.
picked like young kids or you picked criminals. And we have a federal penitentiary hospital that we call it the FedMed here in Springfield, Missouri. That's like the type of job that I would have been after, psychologizing criminals.
Psychologizing.
And instead, I see lovely ladies and make them feel pretty, and we do our therapy that way too. So it's
I was gonna say,
like the same but different.
yeah, you probably do just as much therapy, only
Yeah.
it's like fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it is fun. And that's something that you said, and when we were originally talking, was like, we we have such a fun job. We have such a great job. Yeah. So like, how can we, you know, how can we keep that sustainable for ourselves? And how can we like build the clientele? But, you know, I guess this leads really well into burnout, because that's what happens is like, okay, well, we've started to build our clientele and we're kind of taking clients like whenever, however, all the time, like just come in. And we're trying to do this and sell retail, and we are kind of spreading ourselves like thin in all these areas. And you don't really see, I think a lot of times we don't really see it until suddenly you're just like, I am exhausted. Like, I am grateful and I love my job, but I'm exhausted. And actually I kind of hate my people a little bit, you know?
And it just, you're right. It happens like that. Okay. Question for you, because this is one of the things I'm trying to do with my business, is to show people how to like run a really successful business, but that works around their lifestyle, because mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be everything. But I think that we were taught, like, I bet the first 10 years of my job, maybe the first 5 years, I fully believed this. And then the next five, I questioned it. And then I finally was like, oh shit, that's not true. You get out of school, you find a spot to work, and you just haul ass, and you work evenings, you work weekends, you work holidays. Like, you go out of your way and bend over backwards for anybody that wants to come in. Two things with that. I would never now just take any client, because there's the ones, there's the people, there's the services, there's the things that just drain you and burn you out. And then as well, like, I'm not coming in on Christmas Eve because you have a party. But I totally believe that we had to, because that was our industry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How do we disrupt that? And how do you make people, I think that it has to start in the schools. 100%. It just more education and more stories shared from people in our industry who have actually taken that control over their business and use that business to craft a beautiful lifestyle where you actually like feel energized at work.
Yeah.
We get to make people feel better when they left than when they did when they came in. And that is so cool. And that should bring us energy as well. But I think a lot of people are just burning out and they're frustrated. But again, oh my God, sorry. I've like, my brain is going in 9
directions. No, you're good. I'm following.
When you're like, okay, I got to get people in. Like, I need clients. And that took up so much mental energy. Like, that in itself was exhausting, whether it was the blame, whether it was the excuses, whether it was just like being frustrated all the time and not actually knowing what to do. Like, did you leave school with steps you could take to build relationships with people and grow your business? Like, I didn't.
No, I graduated in 2008. And I'm not going to say that's like grandma days or anything, but so there's a couple things there, because the schools, like, what's their purpose, you know? And who, in some of these schools, are these teachers qualified to teach that type of information? I mean, people say this with about lash. I just saw something last night and it kind of relates about lash trainings too, where they're like, they don't teach you how to run. They teach you this skill, but they don't teach you how to run the business. Well, not everyone actually should or can coach business coaching. Some people are really good at coaching the skill. And it doesn't mean that they didn't build a successful business by any means. It just means that maybe that's not their forte to teach that. Just like all the teachers in school, like, some of them teach lash extensions here. Probably they don't actually teach it. They show a video, and none of the instructors really have any experience in something that's that detailed. So it's just like there's some gray area there. And so what I think is really valuable are conversations like this with people like you, who are there to genuinely provide that extra support, or even Babe, like we have our mutual connection, Courtney Cox. Babe. And there are other avenues for people that, I think what I would encourage people is to just like seek out the extra education, the extra support, and probably beyond a Facebook group. I'm not saying that they are all bad, but you're going to get a lot of opinions, and then you have to filter through that. And you kind of have to know how to, you know, And I don't know about anybody else, but like you see 60 comments on a post, like that's overwhelming, you know? So I really think it's like being able to have the support of people like yourself that can be really helpful for people as they try to grow. And then coming back to, well, do you want to add anything to that? I don't want to keep talking.
I want to add that
this is for you, like not for me.
I wish I knew you when I first did, because I never took care of my body.
I wish I knew me now then too. What are you talking about? This is why I do what I do. I don't even know how I got that sentence out without fucking it up, honestly. Like that was a tongue twister.
I tried to take the ketchup lid off. It was like a new ketchup bottle for my kids. You know, you have to like take the lid off and then pull that plasticky foily piece off. Nope. I was like, I can't even. And then I have like this one crooked tooth. I'm showing my everybody this audio. So I can't afford to like bite it and get it. I was just like, well, unless you guys can do this with their like teeny little hands. And then I wanted to yell like, where's Abby?
I have no grip strength in my fingers. Listen, they don't give you enough extra to hold on to.
They don't. The tab needs to be way bigger.
I love right? that was your tab. I love that that was like, you're like, I need Abby to help me get this
ketchup.
or a jar of pickles open, you know.
There's no way. One day I was like, well, it's pasta with butter and salt because I can't open this jar. But I think that my mind never went beyond doing my job. So I was like, oh, I'll always be able to stand and do this and use my hands. But I never really thought about the other things in my life, or like from screwing up my shoulder so bad and never taking care of it. I can't imagine your guys' backs doing lashes and stuff. Yeah, like
it depends on your setup. For sure. Some people it's like their neck, their back, their hands. For me, it's always been like lower back, hips. That's super specific. Keep going. I think literally think about that every time I'm creating some sort of movement reel and I'm like, I just need to use the sound, but cut it off at the dirty parts.
Right, just like
the naughty bits. Yeah.
Or don't.
Or don't. Maybe it all does hurt and it's not from what we think it is. Maybe you're sitting on a saddle chair all day and your crotch really does hurt.
Cycling afterwards.
Not that she's saying it. I like gotta remember the lyrics of the song, Abby. But what you're getting at, and I would love for you to like expand on this, is like really thinking I think this is probably what's missing as we come out of school, is we're so focused on like building a clientele, making money. Like there's nothing wrong with that. But also for anyone like newer out there, let's like expand our thinking and like, how can we intentionally create our business for the life that we want to build? So like, exactly. what's the first question there? You know,
what do you want? Right. Yeah. Like, what do you want and how do you want it to feel? And I think that's it. We're so focused and just like right now. And when you're so busy doing, you have no time to think and you have no time to actually like dream and decide what you want. You're going to create a business either way. So whether you do it with strain and stress and struggle and then have to fit your life around it, or whether you do it where it's fitting into your life. And like little things like the 80-20 rule. Have you ever heard of this? It's like my favorite thing in the world. Okay. I love that. Everyone's like, no. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. This is
my job. But I've heard of it in terms more of like how we eat or workouts or whatever. So yeah, share like what it means to you.
So 20% of the things that we do usually produce 80% of the results that we want.
Oh, okay. I have heard that. I forgot that one.
Well, there's another name for it, but Tim Ferriss, who I'm like obsessed with, like former Robert Tim Ferriss, he calls it the 80-20 rule. So that whatever, that doesn't matter. But figuring out the things in your business that, I don't know, let's say make you the most money in the littlest amount of time and being like, okay, maybe I'll try to attract those clients and do more of those, if you like them, more of those services to free up more time. Like I cut out men's and kids because it took me a good chunk of time. I made zero money and I didn't enjoy doing it. So why would I fill my days up
Yeah.
Things like that, where I could do instead a color and a cut and then remove seven other men's and children's haircuts and eat lunch.
I think I should see the way you just like pulled your what is it, a jacket or a like a shawl? Yeah, like up over her shoulder. That was like,
He
all
laughed.
right, I could eat lunch. Mic drop. You know what? That's such a great point, though. And it was something that I was thinking about earlier this morning, where again, like I am in these Facebook groups. I'm not always participating, but I read a lot. And it's like people, and you know what? It is the excitement, especially with aesthetics. Like we have a lot at our fingertips that we can do, like literally, and so many different services we could provide. Like, oh my gosh, I can wax, you know, bodies. I can do facials. I can provide like a gentle massage. I could do eyelashes. I can do makeup. Like I could do all these things. Like you literally said it, the art industries, but like all as a whole are ripe with opportunity. You can do so many things beyond even be a service provider, possibly like that's an extension of the conversation.
Yeah.
But it's like, they get so excited, but you actually don't have to do everything. And you see that when people niche down and they specialize. And I knew very quickly I was not into waxing beyond like eyebrows.
You don't
Zero.
Want to get Brazilian
Fuck no, never. And
today?
honestly, we didn't really learn that in school very well. Like there wasn't a, if there was, I was like trying to get out of it because I just wasn't, I'm like, I don't want to see parts. Like I, this isn't why I came to school. Like I was like, I like a lot of things about aesthetics. That's not one of the things that gets me hype. And I know you can make a lot of money when you're really good at it and da, 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 da. And I'm so grateful for people who do provide the service. We need all of us, you know, to keep our bodies hairless and pretty and in check and whatever. So grateful. But like, that doesn't mean that you have to offer everything. And I knew like skincare was going to be my jam. And I liked makeup a lot at the time, you know, as maybe an avenue. And then I got into lash extensions. And because I was so, there was so few, there were like three of us in town that, you know, very easily became my niche. And I am not mad at it. Like it's so simple. And so even, you know, with facials, like you don't have to have every machine. You don't have to have every, but pick the thing, like you said, like that you really enjoy and that is going to bring you in some income. So you don't feel like you're just like everywhere, you know, like, I mean, if that's your jam and you want to like go for it, obviously.
For sure, to each their own. And like, like everybody can work however they want to work. But if you're looking for a bit more peace and ease and freedom in life, you're allowed to be super specific in what you do. I wish I knew that 20 years ago. Was like, figure out, actually, have you ever seen It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia? Or do you know who Charlie Day is?
Yeah, I know. I've watched some of it. I know his character. Yeah.
I love Charlie Day.
Yeah, he's like wild.
He's like my favorite person in the world. And my husband, I bet you once a week, talks about the speech. So Charlie made this speech to his old high school. And he was like, and like, this is real life. So this is not in the TV show. In real life. And he said something along the lines of what you just said, figure it out what you're really good at and what you enjoy doing, and then figure out how you can make a lot of money doing it and you will be successful and have fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also loved that I you were talking about doing a lot, doing, and never giving yourself time to like think and be and dream. And that's all like feminine, masculine energy and stuff. And I love that, but it's very like the structure. It's like the doing and the action, but you also need that downtime to be creative and to recharge yourself. And like, I like, can tell that you agree. Like that's where we wish what we knew like back then is that we are allowed to take that time for ourselves and like, it's hard because when you're somebody who really wants to build your business and you're really passionate about it, you do think about it all the time and you kind of want to think about it all the time.
If you're like obsessed with it and it's always on your mind, but yeah, then it's having to be intentional about being like, okay, I'm going to stop doing right now. And I'm actually just going to like, yeah, take care of me. Or like, I always say this maybe super cheesy. Sometimes I say this and people are like, yes. And sometimes I say it and they're like, you're nuts. Like create in source. I feel like there's so much we can create and manifest and attract to us just by being silent and really focusing on what you want in the future. Like our brain doesn't know whether it's today or yesterday or the future. It just believes what we tell us. So why not take those moments to tell it, like, I am successful, I am abundant, really envision this perfect business that you have. And then when you're back to doing, your brain's going to see opportunities for you to get you closer there because it thinks that's your reality. Like there's just, I wish that we were taught that kind of stuff. Like just working harder and putting in more hours created more money. There would be like a kabillion more millionaires out there.
Yeah, not me. I work all the fucking time. I mean, there's, okay. So yes, I totally agree. It can be kind of addicting to think about and work on your business all the time too. Like you can get really like kind of your nervous system just be like really thinking like that you have to be doing that all the time, kind of like what you're saying. And you can kind of create that for yourself too. And it, this also alludes back to something you said earlier, like just being young and seeing that in the industry. Like those are the examples. I actually think I just mentioned this in the post, like what examples growing up did you have of women who actually like stopped and took time for themselves? And like, I mean like your own mom and like your own family and your friends, because that's not the culture then. I'm, well, I'm 40. So yeah. Like definitely not the culture then. Okay. Yeah. Okay, girl. Like, yeah. Okay, girlfriend. 40 is fabulous.
But you're right.
So like cheesy.
We were taught, I was taught that that was greedy almost, right? Or like selfish. Like you didn't, when like, you have free time, you take care of this person, and you're constantly just.
That's the woman's role, is what I see it as. We are.
How far back do you think that went?
A really long time. I don't know. That's kind of, that might be like, that's a real side road. I just have my own thoughts and opinions, right? But yeah, like really, really far. That goes back so, so far. But women are, we kind of sit in that caretaker energy naturally anyway. It just comes out in different forms. And some people are maybe a little less like you, like my caretaker energy is different than one of my friends' caretaker energy. Like she is a true caretaker of other people. And like mine is limited. So I will, but I also am, I am single and childless, divorced, like if that matters, but I really value my time to take care of me. And I don't wish for a family or anything like that. I take care of my clients. I put a lot of energy into that. And I like creating, you know, like whether it's social media content or courses or journaling or whatever. And like, that's kind of the caretaking or creation that I do.
Supporting like me and other people that you have on your podcast and there's industry people. That's super cool too. And that takes a lot of energy and a lot of time.
That's a good point. I'll take that. Thanks. You know, like it, yeah, it, you know, well, it's funny because like when I was going through a divorce or whatever, cause I was like pretty early on in my career. So it's not, I didn't have like super full books when I got divorced, but then I did. And I had a lot of people chiming in and wanting to know about my dating life and like what my goals in life were. Well, don't you want to have, do you want to have kids or don't you want to have kids is sometimes the tone in the Midwest. And I'd be like, what would you guys do if I had children? There's like 70 of you. Who's going to take care of you? If I, you know, and it was sort of my way out. I'm like, no, you guys are my babies.
Like, but that's a crazy thing too, how women are expected to just, oh man, just in life in general. I know I did it. Followed the steps, checked the boxes, right? Go to school, get a job, get a husband, have these children, buy a house, check, check, check. And you get to the end of it, not the end of it. So I'm still in thick of it. But at one point you kind of wake up and you're like, holy moly. Like, did I want this?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I would go back and make different choices if my family and children ever listened to this. But is this actually what I wanted? Or this was this just what I was told I had to do? And then that relates right to getting out of Cosmo school. Is this the job? All of a sudden you get into it and you're exhausted and your body hurts. You haven't had a Christmas off in 10 years. And you're like, holy shit, is this what I wanted? Because this doesn't feel good anymore.
Yeah.
So I think that's like the first thing that people need to do. Like if you're getting out of school, even when you're before you go into school, figure out what you actually want your life to look like and to feel like, and then work backwards and little baby steps to build your business to create that lifestyle for you.
Yeah, that was a perfect, because I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, that's such a perfect parallel for business. Because I'm sure people, you know, and like marriages and whatnot, they might experience that at some point, but definitely in business. It's like, I've gone through that so much. The evolution of my businesses in the last few years, it's like too long of a story, but it does come back to being open to like just sitting with yourself and thinking and being okay with like, guess what? You do get to make this look like how you want it to. And you can, there's so much noise on in these Facebook groups and on social media, TikTok, like esthetician TikTok, hairstylist TikTok, like I'm making 7 figures a year, blah, 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 blah. And people are just getting out of school and they're like, oh my gosh, like there's so much pressure.
Yeah.
And just like cut that shit out. Be really choosy about what you're taking in.
Yes.
In terms of like your content and people that you listen to, you know, like for advice or whatever, the conferences that you're choosing to attend, the conversations you get in, so that you can really build the business that like you want. And yeah. What I would love if you have some actionable tips, like for people on like, kind of what does that look like? Okay. Well, I've sat down and I was visualizing having, you know, a full clientele, but I have 5 or 10, maybe I have like 10 clients, you know, regularly. Like what's some action steps that you would maybe suggest to people? And I'm sure it's probably independent, but individual dependent is what I was going to say.
For sure. But this is like my favorite thing in the whole
Yay.
World to talk.
Good.
So yeah, going back to, you can grow whatever business you want, but you have to have clients. Like we're in a client-based business. That's like, let's be honest here. If you don't have clients,
dreaming is great, but like,
well, action steps you can actually take. I think the first two need to be self-reflection and like even ask around, how do you make people feel? And if you may not like the answers, but like ask people who you know will be honest with you, because like we chatted before, everything is energy. People feel how you feel. And I think in a time where there's a lot of negativity and a lot of heavy feelings, and I think a lot of people aren't doing like fabulously, their appointment with you may be the only hour in their whole week that's about them.
Yeah.
And that somebody else is letting them speak and share and be the one who's heard and valued. And like, that is so important. That's important in retaining your clients, but that's also important in client attraction and just building relationships. Every single day, what do I do to build new relationships? I set a timer for half an hour, because otherwise I can go down this rabbit hole and just talk to people all day long. And I love on people and I try to make them feel good. So if it's on social media, here's one thing I would do. You can go to a Facebook group. So say an Etsy Facebook group, a hairstylist Facebook group. You don't have to even use your mental energy to create a post. Don't even worry about posting. Scroll down till you find a post that you enjoy, you like, or that resonates. So like, I scroll past any negative ones, any blame, any excuse, any like shit, scroll past. But there's somebody who truly is looking to build their business or this or that, or like wants that help. Those are the ones that I resonate with. So let's say you're looking to get clients. That's what we're talking about. Get clients. And you love dogs. You just got a new puppy. Go to like a local dog Facebook group. Like we have one here in my city, Dogs of Guelph. And you can go onto that Facebook group, scroll to the post that you like. Maybe somebody just bought a brand new puppy and it's the same breed as yours. Love things, right? You could even go to their Facebook page, love on all their puppy pictures. You could write them a direct message being like, hey, here's a link to an article about how to loose leash walk, train your puppy. It worked for me. And like, don't lie about things or be fake, because it's going to.
Yeah, I'm reaching you.
But just like add value to people, love on them, make them feel important. And then that is it. You don't have to talk about how you're an esthetician. You don't have to talk about how you're a hairstylist. And then go to the next. Oh man, this person's reading this book. I've always wanted to check it out. Love their post. Go to their profile. Look at a couple of their things. Like some other things that you truly do like. Shoot them a message. add value to them, because you want to build likability, you want to build trust, you want people to feel like they're important. Mm-hmm. So if you do that for half an hour every day, and then just continue to like build that relationship with these people, write their names down, check back once a week. When you're communicating with somebody online like that, your stuff's going to start showing up on their page. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be like, hey, this Abby girl's really, really nice. And then one day they see one of your posts about your lashes and they're like, oh, no shit. Right. And because you make them feel good, if they have a choice to come to you or her or him, they're probably going to come. Like, it sounds so simple, but this works for me. For years, this has worked, not in just this business, but in other client-based businesses. It's wild and it's so simple. Or like in real life, when's the last time you volunteered somewhere, mm-hmm. right? Go and volunteer, like put together those shoe boxes for Christmas, go into the school that your kids go to and help make lunches. And then just be intentional about when you go in there, your energy is high and it is all about everybody else in there, not you. Mm-hmm. Like my goal is to see how many questions I can ask people. And if I can avoid every single question about talking about myself and making other people feel good, and they're going to want to be back in your space.
Yeah.
Although maybe don't volunteer for hot dog lunches. I was called the wiener lady at my kid's school for 2 years.
That's so funny.
Yeah. It's just
maybe just be careful about the helper day that you show up for at the school.
It'll be like grilled cheese or something. But really, like, just be intentional every single day of making 3 or 5 or 10 or 20, however quickly you want to grow people, like leave them with the impression of increase. Mm-hmm. Add value to them, make them feel loved. It's that simple.
Yeah, I love that. And you know what I didn't hear in there was
a bunch of IG reels.
But also like the immediate sales pitch of like popping in the DMs, being like, hey, if you ever need a hair girl, you know, and it's like, cool. Yeah, no. It's like realtors do that actually. And it's like, I'll know you and know you're a realtor and then get that. And I'm like, yeah, I also know 50 other realtors. So like, don't worry. Yeah. I'll try to spread the wealth if like, I just happen to know anybody, but it's just, like, you know, we're like your MLM peeps. Like, no one really like, no one likes that. It happens in Instagram DMs all the time. People don't like
that. We get bombarded with it all the time. And like, so what would make you choose to use this realtor before this one, this one, this one, this one, and this one?
Oh, well, actually I was going to say, I don't know, because I'm not in the market. I was going to be shitty about it. But actually I have a client, a lash client that I've seen for a couple of years now. We have the most like wide ranging conversations. We chit chat about nothing, this and that and everything. And she's a realtor. And I was telling her a situation about a friend who might possibly be in the market. And she was like, oh, well, actually, did you know, tell her, like, make sure she knows that there's this type of discount or kickback she can get for being a teacher. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that. Of course I'll tell her. And she was like, and if she needs somebody, she's like, I would love to help her. She's like, it is just my joy to help people find like their first house. And it's just, she was very genuine. We have never really talked about her job in that sense. And you know, and she was like, even for you, like if you're ever in the market, like just saying da 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 da. And I'm like, of course, like, and just like you said, like we've built a relationship, you know, based on she's my client, but she didn't like immediately then turn it around the first thing she did and try to get me to buy a house, you know, like, I'm just trying to do your lashes, lady, calm down. Like,
kind of open your eyes.
No, obviously, yeah, if she presented that and I was interested, then I'd be like, oh, cool. But my personality is to still kind of like get, you know, get to know the vibes a little bit. So, yeah. Especially these days. So,
right? Yeah. We go to this restaurant here that the food is, it's delicious. It's not the best food on the street. It's like this really quaint little town with all these restaurants. But we go back there every single time. It's the only one we go to because the staff are so friendly and so kind. Mm-hmm. They remember our names. And we go back there every time because I like them and I trust the people and they're friendly and they make me feel really, really important.
Yeah.
Like, it's just back to basics, but then learning how to implement those basic relationship building skills in an online platform, because that's where a lot of people live.
Right? So how do you think, like, in terms of like content that people are putting out there. So like if they're doing engaging and all of that, but like in terms of content, I don't know if that's something like you touch on with your clients that you help, but like what do you kind of are do you have any like kind of do this, maybe not this, maybe like less of this, more of this type of content that you think people should know about?
Yeah, I can try to answer your question, like, because I have another, I'm gonna mix in another idea with that.
Sure, go ahead.
So let's talk about even just your Instagram page, because I think a lot of new beauty pros have been told that you get out of school, spend half of your time creating beautiful content, become a lighting guy, an editor, a like did like a social media guru, and just put, I hear this all the
Exhausting.
time, and it's exhausting.
Yeah.
And really, online is like, how many followers do you need? People coming from all over the world. Like, we're trying to build a local business in your community. So, you don't need to attract all of these people if you're building a client-based business here, like physically, right? There's to drive to. So, if you're spending time reaching out to people, building relationships, spreading, I call it becoming a fan. And I did not coin that term. It is from the best book ever called Know What You're For. It's by Jeff Henderson.
Oh,
It's
cool.
beautiful. It's all about building relationships. So if you're out just connecting with people, honestly, they're going to be like, who is this girl who just sent me this education? So like a link to something that you know can help them. And I'll bring that back to like what you should post. They're going to check you out on social media. I create people all the time. And then on your front page, it should be like, well, a few pictures of your beautiful work. So your favorite work, what you love to do, a few little educational pieces, and a link to book with you. That's really all you need. So people would be like, yep, her work's gorgeous. Love that. Oh, she knows what she's talking about. So there's the trust factor with the education. And then this is how I get a hold of her.
I would honestly 100% agree. And maybe this depends on the client base that you're trying to attract.
Do you think that through stories is then where you're real and you show your personality in your real life and all of that kind of stuff?
Sure, but if I don't follow you, I'm probably not going to see that. So, like, if I first glance, thinking about following somebody or using their service or whatever, I don't always jump to stories right away. I do kind of cruise people's content. If you're a lash artist, I want to see your work, and I do want to see if you like know what the fuck you're talking about. And I want to see if it's my style of lashes, I want to see if you can customize for me. Yeah. Or if you're like, you have kind of a special style, that's cool too. Like, but I'm going to look at that. And I don't really care about the like, I don't mind the like day in the life of stuff, but it's not like that useful to me. I don't care about trendy reels. Like, it might make me laugh. I'll be like, oh, cool. She has like a little personality, great. But I do want to see, like, I want to see the work, and I that's what I do on my feed. And it's really because, like, I don't care if you come to me or not, but if you visit my Instagram page, I want you to get like a little bit of education. Like, you
Yeah,
can get,
you have
go
so
ahead.
much value. You have so much value on your Instagram. And I think that that's beautiful because it shows you actually want to help people. Whether they are paying for your services, you're going to give them little tips anyways because you're passionate about actually truly helping people. And I love that. And I think that people know that when they come to your page or this page or that, right? And you come to those pages where I'm like, I don't even, are you said you were a hairstylist? Like, what is, here's your dog dressed up like it's Christmas, a meme of some negative making fun of your clients. Here, how do I even book with you? Where do you even live? Like,
Yeah, what's your fucking name? Where's your fucking location?
how do you think this is growing
I swear
until
I'm not
today?
mad about it, but it's just like, this is common sense, guys. Okay. Like, optimize your bio 101. Like, nobody needs to be taught how to do that. Google it. But like what you're and but you know what? Really, like, get off my high horse here. But really, this should be like a relief to people. What you're saying should be a relief because what you are saying is so simple.
Keep it that
Show,
everything.
yeah, keep it like your work. Show off your work. Show off your expertise. You do not have to have a fancy setup and create reels that take you hours. Like, you don't have to do that. Does it get you views? Sure. But unless you're trying to move into a different business stream or whatever, like, don't worry about that as a service provider right now. Like,
right
keep
now,
it so simple. Stop overwhelming yourself and making it so much more. Social media was not a thing when I started. Like, I was barely on Facebook, but I did use it when I've built my business, like a second or third or whatever time. And it is useful that way, but there's also long time connections and word of mouth and like a longevity where while my aesthetic feed was fun for me and it did help bring in some younger people, like honestly, my bread and butter are not young 20 somethings generally. So
it's that belly conversations you have with people when you're out and about.
Yeah. I don't even know who of my clients actually follows my lash page, you know? So like, I'm like, how much effort do I put into this? Because like, who's actually following it.
And are we just doing this because we've been told that we have to, and it's the easy way? Because it's not an easy way. Like, go to the grocery store, look good, have a smile on your face, and have real life conversations with people where you make them feel good.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was this coffee shop down the street from the salon I used to work at. And we would just go in and hang out in there. We knew everybody's names. We knew what they were up to. They had kids, their dog. There was like a coffee shop dog that was there. Every single one of those people came into the salon. And then the tattoo shop next to them, they all came in too, because we all just chatted and we built relationships. And that's why people stay with you. If they're looking for a Groupon, or if they're looking for like the Insta-famous lash tech, you know what I mean? Like, it may be a one and done. They may go so they can say they saw you. They may come for the discount, whatever. But it's those solid relationships that one person that you spend time connecting with could bring you 20 more clients.
Absolutely. Speaking of discounts, what do you think about that? It's a hot topic.
It is a hot topic. So, anytime I have ever, say, purchased a Groupon or went somewhere because of a discount, it was because I was just looking for a discount in that service. I didn't care who it was with. Yeah. And then I probably went to the next discount the next time and the next discount. Now, that's not to say that I'm against like a referral bonus or something like that, right? Or like even right now, I have a pre-launch sale on for one of my online courses. This is a hot topic. I think if you're just trying to get clients, to discount your services isn't doing you any favors.
Yeah. I think in the beauty world, like that specifically is the point. And I love a good referral reward, you know, and it makes people feel like valued and special. Gives them just like a little, you know, also a little incentive to like refer a friend, you know, and, you know, just love on you a little bit, like as a service provider. I think in the online, I think in the course space, it's used. I mean, I just think there's different ways to use it, especially if it's like something newer or whatever. So I know, cause if you're like, wait a minute, but it's like, I feel like there's different levels and different businesses, and how right. we utilize that is like what makes the difference.
100% for sure. And like your intention behind it, I think, like, would you ever buy a Groupon for like a breast implant? Probably not. Or like a tattoo discount, like 50% off tats today. I'd be like,
oh, yeah, like, no.
You know, like lashes. I would not be like, oh, this random stranger who I've never spoken to, who I don't even know what her name is from her Instagram or
right?
is having a 75% off sale. I'm going to hop on that.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. You know, sorry. Take models and practice.
Yeah. Or instead of coming up with all these discounts and things, go out of your house.
Yeah, do some actual.
And be nice to people.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I really think like, okay. I know that, and I know we've circled back to this like a couple of times, like maybe, you know, a dozen times, like let's get the message across. Like that's what, when I am in Facebook groups too, a lot of times if I'm gonna contribute, you know, and put my little two cents in there or whatever, I saw somebody comment the other day, 3 cents because of inflation. And I thought that was so funny.
That's awesome.
Here's my 3 cents because inflation. Anyway, if I'm going to throw my pennies in there, I usually say, like, I do mention that in-person networking and building relationships with other professionals really, really did help. And I know that there's so many, but just find your people, you know, find people who are also maybe taking new clients, or they've been waiting, you know, for somebody like you to come along and they want to try out your services, and that helps them talk about it. I mean, the nail tech who is wearing your lash extensions or has her hair done by you is sitting there and people are looking at her for an hour straight. So,
Right. Even things, I've gotten a ton of clients from tagging my clients online. So like taking a picture of their hair, posting it in my stories, tagging them, because then they always share it too, right? Because they look excited. Okay? But then writing something like, I write this about every single one of my clients, my cheeks still hurt from laughing with you. So like something kind and something nice to make them feel good. And it's always just genuine and honest. If it's somebody who came in and I'm like, that wasn't fun, I'm not going to share any of their stuff.
Sorry.
Or even like sharing a friend's business post.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, having a friend hop on live with you on Facebook or Instagram to talk about hair or like share some funny hair stories or whatever it is. Cause then you're being seen on there with their network and people as well. Like there's so many little things you can do in those spare moments of time instead of sitting there being like, poor me.
Yeah. I love that. That's a really nice, like out of the box suggestion too. Like maybe just hop on a Facebook Live and be like, hey, I just wanted to share this like really common thing people ask me about, and I'm just gonna, you know, if you're here and you have questions, you've been wondering about this, but I just wanted to share this information with you. And I know that can be intimidating for people, but just if you do it, like it gets a little bit more comfortable, and you get more comfortable talking about the thing that you love and like that are you really are compared to them the expert in. Go ahead.
I think you said it too. Is that so many times I think that we forget that the general public doesn't know all the things that we do. So
yeah, they think, I was going to say they think they do, but like
YouTube and TikTok tell them that they do. But like getting on and doing like a little education piece about something.
Yeah.
It's just even like a carousel on your page, a little education piece. Or even sort of a poll being like, hey, I'm thinking of stepping outside of my comfort zone and doing a live. What do you guys want to know about? And then every time you do that live and every time you do something different, I want to share one more idea with you. I hope that we have time. Your confidence builds, and then that is contagious, and that's what people are attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
correct? Yeah.
Hey, idea. My girlfriend and I, she used to do makeup and I was a hairstylist, and we would do holiday glam at every fucking holiday, like Christmas, Valentine's, like all the holidays, we would throw holiday glam and we would put up a flyer. We'd invite random people. And none of them were our clients. Like our clients weren't allowed to come. I just told them that the spots were full. I'm sorry if any of them are watching this, but it was people. And we taught them things. We taught them how to do like a quick Christmas party smoky eye with, and how to curl your hair properly. We had champagne. We had little snacks and candies, and it would just be like a girl's night. 90% of people became my hair clients.
I love that.
And yeah, I never asked anybody to come in. It was just like a girl's night for fun. Or like, another girlfriend and I, we used to do little kid hair, birthday parties, like princess parties.
Mm-hmm. And if you're like an esthetician, take a page. I don't know why I've never really thought of this, but take a page from like the Mary Kay parties and invite people to come in and learn how to do like a little mini facial with their skincare products and have like little things for them. And maybe you have some packages for sale that they could buy, or gift certificates or a gift basket or something. If Mary Kay can do that, you can do
MLM people out doing it, you can do it too.
And you are licensed to actually touch their face, but you can just show them, you know, like little skincare, little VIP, like skincare nights. That's cool.
Like, when's the last time you wrote handwritten notes to all your clients? How cute is that?
I do that at Christmas. I write Christmas cards. Yeah. Even when I had like a million, when I used to have like a lot of clients, I did I think like my max was like 70 clients or something, which was ridiculous, and I needed to raise my prices a lot more. But I used to do,
You know.
I always go back. I'm like, I don't, that wasn't that cool, guys. I was really suffering. I used to do at Christmas, I had this Chex Mix, this like cocoa peanut butter Chex Mix that's like gluten free and not like high calorie. So like they could take it on the go. Everyone's busy at the holidays. Everyone loved that shit. And then I did chocolate covered like pretzel, like the big pretzel sticks, the big ones. I would put on Christmas music and make
Oh,
them and like do sprinkles and shit and give out like two in the little cute clear plastic bag at Christmas. Everyone loves snacks.
brilliant.
And handwrite Christmas cards and just basically say like thank you for your support and your love of lashes and like depending on how close we are, like a little personal note or something, but just always like wishing them and their family the best over the holidays. And let's see, in the last few years, I'll do like little candies. I don't do all the homemaking stuff anymore. But like, I don't know how I did that for 70 clients. And now I'm like, I won't even do that for 20. I'm like, no, thanks. But I did, I got on Faire.com, Faire.com. You can
Okay.
get all kinds of retail stuff. It's so cool. I mean, it's a day. Yeah. She's
Strong.
getting her notepad. It's a dangerous place. But I did a little like self-care bag. And I did a couple of face masks, like the little sheet masks, and a cup of like sleepy time relaxed tea and
Amazing.
some little candies. And they loved it.
I was going to say, how great. Imagine going somewhere. Actually, there was this real estate agent in my networking group when I was part of it, like a chamber of commerce thing. And she would bring little bags of candy
Yeah.
every time I went. She'd give me a bag of candy. And I was like, oh,
I love this.
it's like the Pavlov's dog thing, right? She just like, I see her and I start drooling instantly.
I want our candy. Yeah, I mean, it's just like those little things, and maybe it's not something that I do like all the time, but I try to do something at Christmas, and I think maybe one year I missed Christmas cards, and it might have been like I don't know, maybe it was COVID year because I don't know, like lost my mind or something, but I usually try to do the Christmas cards because that's really easy. That's something so simple. Like it doesn't cost that much. It's just your time.
It's
And I just think it's really nice, Like do I need like a million Christmas cards? I guess not. But like it's nice when your clients think of you, right?
yeah, and
So
then what is it where we don't think of them? Like it's
yeah.
like going the extra mile for people, for the people that support you and standing out above the rest. Like what can you do in your business that stands you out above the rest?
Yeah. Yep. It's just like taking that little bit of extra care. It's giving them a little bit of extra love.
Hey, just spreading the love all over the place.
Well,
This is my favorite
I have a
conversation.
yes, I love this so much. This is it's such good information and such a good conversation. And I appreciate like the positive and real tones that you can bring. So I would love to know if you have like a particular, well, you did mention a book and you like Tim Ferriss. Is there like any particular like resources or anything that you really love that's been helpful to you that you like to share with other people?
Yeah, I wish I had my book here with me. I don't. So that book that I mentioned, Know What You're For by Jeff Henderson, it's brilliant. It's all about becoming a fan of other people before you can expect them to become a fan of you, which I think is kind of what we spoke about here today a lot. I love Tim Ferriss. I love his whole idea. Sorry, my phone. I love his whole idea around this 4-hour work week and just really being able to step away from this whole like 40 hours, weekend, evenings, all the things, because we don't have to work like that. And then Think and Grow Rich. I study that every single morning. So it's a book like don't just read. I've read it so many times, and not until you actually study it and really dive in. And it's all just about how we spoke about taking that time to think. And think of new ideas and new ways and like step outside of this, like, this is what I'm supposed to do and how I've been told to do it. Use your brain. Like, just think. And I think if you can get to the point where it's like, how can I serve more? how can I read a story today in Lead the Field, actually, is another awesome book. And he was talking about, he was this man who was sitting in a coffee shop, drinking his coffee, listening to the people beside him, this younger couple. And they were very discouraged and upset, and they wanted to stay in this area, the city that they were in. It was beautiful, but he could not find work. She couldn't find work. And he just kept saying, like, no one will give me a job. No one will give me a chance. And the man writing the book was saying, you know, if he just stepped outside of his own like ego and was like, what can I do in this community to make it better and to serve the people and to be of value? Mm-hmm. Because that all comes back, right? The more you serve, the more you're going to get back. So things like that too, like any book that's teaching you just how to think, because we're not even taught how to think.
Well, everything's very convenient on Google. My sister and I were just talking about that last night and how I said something about the 90s, and she's like, wouldn't it be amazing to be an adult in the 90s? Imagine that. Every time you said something, you wouldn't have to worry about somebody whipping out their phone to prove you wrong in 3 seconds. And I was like, yeah, you'd have to go home and log on to the internet, and it would take 15 minutes just to do that. And you'd have to ask Jeeves.
Yeah.
I was like, what was before Google? I was like, oh yeah, ask Jeeves. I'm like, or a research site, because like, I don't know, what was the internet then? But yeah. why I mentioned that. Oh, because it's just, there's a quick serve culture. And yeah, to get out of, like, I feel like we're in such a cool era right now, because if you're coming out of school, no matter what your age is, you have a lot of examples that you can take ideas from, not necessarily like to follow, but just like to take ideas from, and you can carve your own path and make your business your way. And you don't have to, like, social media is a big part, but kind of think about it as like a website, you know, like it's a place for people to land and kind of see who you are and get a feel for you. But the real stuff happens like in the treatment room and by you like being yourself and talking to people in real life. I think did I just summarize the whole episode?
That was awesome.
Too long, didn't read, skip to a minute. No, I'm just kidding.
Needs to be in your bio too. Like, I like master summarizer.
Not usually. I'm not efficient. That's why I like to have the conversations. But thank you so much. Will you tell us about your course that, or like some of your offers that might be related to this?
No. I don't feel like it. I actually have a free workshop coming up on Thursday, and it's all about building a loyal client base. So how to actually grow relationships with people. We're going to dive into some like self-reflection. We're going to figure out who your ideal client actually is, because then it's just more specific and easier to find those people. And just how to build a business that brings freedom into your life, yet still awesome finances and in abundance. So that's on Thursday. It's online at 2:00. All the links to register in my bio. And then I have like that masterclass of building a loyal client base, and it is launching October 1st.
That's exciting.
Yourbeautybusinessacademy.com.
Love it. And then where can people connect with you on the social medias?
On social media.
To creep on you. You're very active on Facebook, so that's cool.
You know what? Posting to both things at the same time.
Yeah, me too. I just like, some people are, and some people are, they're more active on Instagram, but I noticed you seem pretty balanced on both.
I'm trying to be.
All right. It looked like it from the outside, you know, so.
Well, thanks. Yeah. Good plan. Nailing it. I don't know what you asked. Oh, Facebook or Instagram. Carly.Ann.Moore. No E. There's no E in N.
I love it.
That was more proper. Like.
Thank you so much for just bringing your beautiful, wonderful energy and your ideas. Like, it's obvious that you are passionate about this and that you just love to talk business and to help people really think outside the box. Like, I love that type of conversation too. It doesn't matter if it's my business, if I'm interested in building it or not, I will talk about it with people That's one of my things I love to do with my clients. Like, are you interested in starting a business? Why not? Like, let's talk about it, you know? So I, yes. And I, so I can tell, like, she's very excited. Like, I know people can't see the video, right? Like I can, but like, it, like that comes across. So I just appreciate you being, bringing like that genuine sense of wanting to provide value and like have really constructive conversation with everyone.
Thank you. That was my favorite compliment I think I've ever gotten in my whole life. Thank you so much for having me on here. I would stay on and talk to you for hours because, you know, when you meet someone, you're like, oh no, they're just like this truly genuine person who wants to serve other people and help. And I feel like that's you. And I am so thankful that I didn't have to like censor myself or not fully be me here today.
Hopefully,
so
yeah, I was going to say, hopefully you didn't feel like you had to.
Not at all. So thank you. This is so fun.
Hey there. So do you have all kinds of ideas and inspiration flowing through your brain right now? Are you thinking of all these ideas of what you could use to build your clientele, strengthen your relationships with people? You know, is there something that new that you now want to try in your business? I mean, that's awesome. That is definitely the goal for the episode. And listening to all this information is great, but really it's kind of useless if you don't take some action. So your homework for today is to pick out something that stuck out to you throughout this podcast episode. Was it a question that Carly or I asked? Was it, you know, something that we were talking about that you feel like you could do some reflecting on and a little bit of journaling around? Or is there an actual tip, like an action tip that you could begin to apply in your business or in your business building today? Is that, you know, joining a networking group or building a connection, reaching out to somebody and saying, hey, I'd like to collaborate with you. Is it going live on Facebook? That's your homework. Knowledge is amazing, but for it to be powerful, you need to apply it. So I hope that you take that into consideration. Go out and kill it, and I will see you in the next episode.
Thank you for tuning into the Beauty Pro Wellness Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, hit subscribe so you don't miss out on new episodes, leave a review, and share with your friends in the beauty industry. Beauty Pro Wellness Podcast is produced and crafted by Wonder Podcast Productions.